Ahoy!
Welcome to
On the Boatcast.
Snacks, trucks, and rock and roll.
Let's go.
Ahoy, fellow shipmates.
How long did you work on that one?
Way long. We're back. Connie and Vicky are on the roadcast or on the boatcast hosts. Very creative. And we have two guests here. This is...
I'm Mike from the Turbulent Seas and All Hail.
And this is...
Spencer.
Yes, hi.
Well, that's all you need Spencer. To say. I'm Spencer.
This is Spencer.
People know who you are.
People know Spencer.
So thank you guys for coming. Thank you guys for taking your time to speak with us. We're very excited. Always very excited.
Thank you.
So tell
Thanks
us...
for having us.
Oh, did you want to say something?
Well, yeah.
Sorry. Genau. Yeah.
I always do. So I posted in the Shipmates Facebook group, which is a crazy Facebook group. If you're listening to this and you're not in the Facebook group, be part of the Facebook group.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's very entertaining.
It's so
very entertaining. Anyway, posted in a group that we're going to do the podcast and then talked to Mike, who is Spencer's bandmate, but you're basically a guest, one of the guests on the ship.
Just you're here to
yeah,
enjoy
I'm just
and
here
not
to
work.
Enjoy this time, yeah.
I love
but
it.
You're also in the band with Spencer.
Yeah.
And you play music yourself in shows, so it's like you're the combination of that. We have the the guests in the podcast yeah. and the musicians in the podcast because you're kind of both.
Exactly.
So yeah, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So how did you like the cruise so far? It's day three, I think. Everything is in a blur. At some
it
point,
is.
You're like,
it
it's
is.
Probably it's totally probably November, the whatever. Did you like it so far? What did you do? As a guest, did you get to
yeah,
go to the spa?
Yeah, as a guest, let's see. The first night, we went hard. And like we like watched the bands. We watched like Pennywise, the Bronx. And just danced the night away. I feel like I kind of lost yesterday. Yesterday, I slept through because I was too little hungover, I guess.
Well, it happens. It happens.
But today, I'm back.
Yes. No. Yes. Are you going to party tonight again?
I'm going to party tonight.
Is your girl down with that?
Yeah.
Hi,
down
Corey.
For party?
Yeah.
Hi, Corey.
We're really weird.
So, yeah. How about you, Spencer?
What did you do?
You've been working because Spencer is also in Flogging Molly, if you did not know already. But he's off today, right?
Yeah. Today's the kind of the first day off. So, enjoyed the first
Wait,
day
off. I saw
off.
You in the hot tub earlier.
You were
yeah, I was
you're
in
the hot tub?
Tub? I was.
You and
Sorry,
your wife were in our hot tub last night.
Oh, I
it still
hear that
looks
story.
Okay. I have to say, I like to believe nothing happened. Yeah, nothing happened in there. So,
what's
you
the
like
best hot tub so
happened?
Far?
The best hot tub?
Yeah.
The Time Machine.
The Time Machine?
Hot tub Time Machine is a movie.
Dumb joke.
We're too young for that. I mean, yeah. Connie is definitely too young, and I'm also too young, even though I'm old. Yeah. But I don't. I didn't catch that. So you said you watched, who did you watch? The Bronx
Pennywise.
And Pennywise.
And Pennywise. Who else did we watch? And The Interrupters.
You have to say Flogging Molly.
Flogging
Spencer sitting right
Molly,
here.
Molly, they were amazing.
I missed Flogging Molly. I was dead during that.
Oh,
they're going to play
I know. Out, you know. What a jerk I am.
How was the set? I mean, it was pouring.
Was it?
Yesterday, you played on pool deck stage and it was raining like
Correct,
out of
yeah.
buckets as of right now as well. How was that for you? Because I was super scared that one of you is going to be electrocuted.
Oh, that was the intent. That was the intent.
That was what?
That was the intention.
Oh, sorry. I'm deaf.
It was the intention. But who of your bandmates would you want to be electrocuted?
Probably myself.
Oh, no. Well, that's a good answer.
Just got dark.
I don't wish that on anybody.
Yeah, but it was intense because then it started raining so badly and people loved it. But you guys had a hard time with the instruments, the backline. People started covering it up with plastic, yeah. but you cannot cover up your instrument.
It's kind of hard.
What are you
covering up a banjo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, does it get messed up?
A full body condom where you can fit the banjo under it. That would
but
have been
see
an
through
idea.
So people can still see you.
Well, that was yesterday. We can move forward now.
That's true.
That experience. No, you guys had fun though.
Yeah,
it was a good show.
Absolutely, absolutely, of course.
The crew was like, this was one of the best shows, even though it was raining and all the instruments went to shit. But show itself was amazing.
Do you think that some instrument actually broke during the set yesterday? Because Kenny told us that on one... A fan.
Someone's wearing a fan.
Let's just say someone that likes emoji
fans. She's like, a fan, and he turns around and like shakes his head.
It's a fan. No.
Not a fan.
Emoji pit is good.
Okay. Sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah. Kenny at some point said that you once played in rain before, because that's what happens if you don't have a roof on the, over your head on stage. And he said that Hensley's accordion broke.
In
because
half.
Of the rain. Were you there to see that?
That didn't happen last night, but that has happened before.
It happened last night?
Have you
no,
played
no, no.
in the rain?
But
not really, no. I don't think I've ever played in the rain.
Not once?
Not like in bad
rain. Why don't you play rain. In the rain?
I mean...
What? What's wrong with you?
The night is young. I don't know. Let's see what happens.
You'll just go on pool stage, yeah. unannounced, play whatever.
You could always be part of punk rock karaoke. Everyone can.
Oh, I'm going to do that if I can stay up that late.
Which song?
Maybe I'll do, I don't know, Sonic Reducer by the Dead Boys.
Mm-hmm. That is a great choice.
Yeah.
Mike has a great voice.
Oh, thank you.
He does.
You have no other way than saying that, right? Mm-hmm. But he has a great voice because you're.
I mean, I could say it a different way, but that's what I mean.
What about you? I just forgot. I'm so besides myself.
Funko Karaoke, which song
yes,
will
which
you
song?
Sing? Would you sing?
I have a cold right now, so I wouldn't sing anything.
Got a cold when it was raining during the set yesterday.
Probably.
Mm. I've thought about it. I don't know what I would sing, but I think Sonic Reducer is a great choice. I love that song.
I'll do it if I'm still vertical.
How do you do it, actually?
Have you heard the Pearl Jam version?
I was going to do it the other night, but I couldn't find where to sign up or whatever.
How do you sign up for...
I don't know.
More fans.
Your wife.
More fans. Fans of you guys.
Hello, fans. Hi. Autograph session is later. Please be patient.
This one is chaos. So, yeah, how do you sign up for punk rock karaoke? That's a very good question.
Yeah.
We got to find out because you have to sing. I'll, now we want to hear the voice.
Now you're going to have to.
Oh, no. All right. I'll do
you
it.
Just walk up there and be like, okay, let's play this song and I'm going to sing.
I don't know. I'm not very like assertive like that. I'm not going to just barge in and do it. Unless there's like a sign-up sheet or something.
We need to find the sign-up sheet.
We need to find it.
Maybe it's in the app. I don't have the app.
Me neither.
But apparently you can do great things with the app.
The app is very important.
Download the app.
So we'll check if you're on stage during punk rock karaoke. Yeah. And if you're not, we're going to find a way to make fun of you because you didn't actually do it.
Sounds fair. Sounds very fair.
A lot of shit after the cruise because you didn't sing.
And
a lot of people
and he said he would sing. Then he didn't go.
That's what you get yourself
bring a
into
guitar.
Coming to the
did
podcast.
You? Yeah. Do the private performance.
So how about your guys' band?
Yeah.
Band.
It's one band that you play together.
Mm-hmm. We're called All Hail. We've been together for, I don't know, a year or so now.
Oh,
has
really?
It been that long?
Well,
I don't know. Not very long. I don't know.
You had it for...
I kind of did it like... It started as like a solo thing for me. Like I was kind of in between bands and like I was just recording solo and then it was like I need somebody to help me play this live.
And Spence can play all the instruments.
I know. And Spencer I still can't figure out why he signed up.
Oh,
why did
but
you
I'm
sign
glad,
up?
You know.
Because I liked the songs and I like playing music and
what kind of music is it?
Rock and roll.
Good music.
It's like rock and roll, kind of, you know.
How did you guys meet up or how did you...
That's a good question.
You know, I was thinking about that earlier and I knew that question was going to come up.
I didn't know. I just came up with it. No.
Well, no, I knew that was going to be asked. And we've kind of known each other for a long time, but not really, but sort of.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We've kind of like been in the same circles. We're both from Rhode Island. I think for me, first time my band, the Turbo ACs, played with the Dropkick Murphys and his band, the Devil Makes, he was in the band called the Devil Makes Three, and we played together. And I remember kind of hanging out at that. And then I just put up a post like, hey, anybody want to play guitar or like bass in my band or whatever? And he kind of showed up and answered the call.
Are you going to the rest of the shows? And if, like, do you have anything on the schedule right now? Any shows?
It's tough with his with this guy's schedule.
Yeah, Vlog and Molly's schedule. Wait, not
your schedule too.
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
He we just sits at home and waits for you to come back.
Yeah, I sit at home and wait for you.
When we're able to, I mean, we've been pretty good about getting shows.
I don't think we have anything on the books right now. Kind of.
Do you have any Facebook, Instagram pages where
Instagram
people can check
slash
that?
All Hail. I think it's All Hail Rock. Right? Is that what it is?
Are you on Spotify already?
Yeah, we actually I should have said this earlier. We just, as of like Halloween, our album, I released an album.
Nice. Okay.
It's just a self-titled, it's like 13 songs. So it's on Spotify and Apple, iTunes, and all that stuff. All
right.
Wherever you get streaming music.
Good.
And the vinyl will be out soon.
Check it out. All right.
Vinyl too?
Yeah.
Oh, good. You got to do the vinyl again.
Little label in Iowa called Sioux Records is gonna make us some vinyls. So, should be cool.
Yeah, nice. Mm. We'll check it out, and you should check it out as well. Since our podcast, like we said before, is about touring, all the fun and the awkward and the shitty and the horrible and good stuff, that's happening on tours. We like to hear some inside stories or whatever stories, really, because we share a lot of them and we want our guests to whatever pick a story and tell us one that stuck in your head.
Oh boy, you go first.
I was hoping you were going to go first.
We've
both been doing it for a long time, so like,
is there a story that you guys have together, like something that you guys playing together,
like a crazy ass kind of?
We haven't really. Really,
it could be a good story.
I think we're both very like introverted people.
You're both calm people.
Yeah.
Really chill.
I mean, but like, I definitely have an alter ego almost. Like, I'm very.
When you go on stage.
When I go on stage or when I'm partying or whatever, I turn into a weird dude. In a good way, I hope. I don't know, but.
I think that if you're an introvert or extrovert or ambivalent about it, it changes with the situation you're in. Like, I get shy sometimes, which is kind of weird because I don't. Yeah, I'm not. And then I'm all over the place. And it depends on the people and on the situation.
I mean, it's the same with you. I haven't seen you perform, but you're very like calm and I wouldn't say shy, but you just keep to yourself, friendly, but like not so extroverted. But when you go on stage, you still jump around and do your thing and you have a presence.
Sure,
it just changes.
It's also like an alter ego, because everybody who knows you in private or whatever would think you're a calm and chill person and not jumping around all the time with a banjo in your hands. Okay, so guys, tell us a story. Can be anything.
Let's see. What you got?
It's tough because at some part it becomes a blur. I don't know who I talked to about it. Was it Pete?
Me?
Connie? That at some point, and I haven't been touring for a long time, but it already is like, so the memory is so foggy and there's just a few things where I'm like, we talked to Pete, you and Pete were right there. And it all becomes like a huge blur, but there's a few stories that just stick or stand out and that you keep in mind, even though they may not be too crazy or whatever, but it's just good memories.
Yeah. What do you think is the biggest, best show you guys have played? Since you've been, how long have you been in the band? Plug and Molly. Since 20.
This coming March, it'll be 7 years with this band.
Do you have a standout show? Or two?
That's always a tough question. Yeah.
I'm doing the interview now.
Which is fine. Well, you're both from Austria.
Yes.
My favorites are Euro festivals.
Yeah.
I think.
They're pretty solid. Yeah.
And you've done those.
Yeah. I feel like the fans in Europe are just somehow, for us anyway, for our band, we've always done much better in like Germany or somewhere like that, Austria. And we'll get just better opportunities there, bigger shows and festival tours and stuff like that.
So it's so fun. I heard that from quite a lot of bands that they were like in the US, they're known and everything. They play festivals, but people don't care as much about
really
them as when they go overseas and it's sold out shows, you know?
That's very true. I've always thought that European crowds are, not even crowds, but like, it doesn't even matter what size of the show. Like people want to see something or experience something, you know? And actually now that we're talking about that, I was talking about this earlier today, and a band that's on this boat, the Broilers, Flagamalia opened for them in, they're huge in Germany. They're from Germany.
Huge on the ship as well.
Massive in Germany. And, something that was completely unexpected. Like I had no idea that they were as big as they are over there. And before every show, so they had like, they're like arena shows, huge, massive. Before every show, right at the start, there's like a huge explosion that happens. And like there's a whole crew of explosive team, whatever they're called. I don't know, like suits, masks, the whole deal. It scared the fucking shit out of me the first time it happened.
Because you don't expect it. Completely unprepared.
Like they all had like ear protection and everything. And like, I had no idea.
I wonder why. And then it's like, poof.
Massive explosion. And then the show started and it was amazing. Wow.
Did you say Broilers?
Broilers, yeah.
In Leipzig. Do you remember the summer? I was out with you guys in Leipzig and it was massive. Like that showed how big this band in Germany and Austria and the GSA area is. It's insane.
Which is great for, I know there's a lot of Germans on the ship and Broilers playing here is probably their very smallest shows that they've done all year.
Sure, yeah.
In respect to what they do in Germany or in Europe. And they have a chance to like get up close with them and just have the intimacy of a smaller show.
Yeah.
A lot of Germans on the ship.
So that would be a tour story.
Being deaf after having to listen to an explosion.
Gotta figure out how to get one of our bands on this one of these years.
And the explosives.
It's so expensive though. Like who was that?
No, it's like punk rock for people with money, I feel like.
We were out with
In Extremo,
a German band.
Also
and
huge
they
in Germany.
Crazy pyro. Like, I'm not talking about one little explosion. Yeah. I'm talking about fire, boom, boom, boom. I don't know. It was really one of the bands. Boom, boom, boom. one of the guys in the band who plays the, what's it called?
A bagpipe?
The bagpipes.
It
caught on fire during the set.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Funny. It's a little bit too much. And then the production manager, because they had to have that, like, have to have security inspectors or whatever there to check out the pyro, so they had to make test shots and whatever. And he was like, "Well, that's 5K right there, this one boom." Wow. Yeah, wow. And that was just
5K a test shot.
A test shot
every show.
Well, so you just topped what I just said. So,
okay, in the US, for example, the pyro stuff, do you have to have security?
Yes.
To check it out and see if it's legit or a laser or whatever, all that. Okay, because maybe it's just Europe, but. It's good that it's like this in the U.S.
Actually, now that we're talking about that, so we're both from Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
There was a horrible, horrible accident. 2002?
That had to be
2003,
like 20 years ago or something like that, yeah.
A venue that I'm sure that you must have at least been to. I don't know if you've played it.
I never played there.
I think I played it. I'm not really sure. Yeah. Horrible, horrible accident with pyro. The whole place...
burned down. 100 people died.
Oh no!
Did we not read about this?
That band, Great White. Do you know that band?
I heard of them.
It was their pyro thing.
Oh my!
And it went wrong, and it lit the whole place on fire. Like I used to breathe fireballs on stage and stuff.
Yeah.
And after that, I stopped doing it because I couldn't really get away with it anymore. It got really strict, and plus, I don't know. I just didn't really want to.
kind of loses.
Actually, like 15 years later, I was like, "All right, enough time has gone by. I can do this fireball." Again, so I tried it again. I lit my whole face on fire.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just like I really bad. I was.
You
like,
look fine, though.
I was Freddy Krueger for a while. No. I'm okay now, you know, but
oh my God.
I lit my whole head on fire, lit the club on fire, lit the floor, oh. lit a person, and I lit like the ceiling. Like,
it was. Don't play with fire, kids. No, don't and
leave the scissors at home. Yeah. Don't play with the scissors. That's also a very, very crazy story. Oh, my
Circling
God.
Circling back to the Broilers, what are the bands that you guys look forward to the most on the ship or have watched? Like, your favorite one on this cruise this year?
Flogging Molly.
No.
The one that you didn't go see last night?
He was not feeling so well.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen most of these bands somehow in my life. I've never seen the Vandals. I want to see them. I really like the Bronx. I like to see them. Pennywise was cool.
You watched the Interrupters.
I saw the Interrupters. Yeah, yeah. That was fun too. What about you?
I have toured with most of these bands, and I just kind of want to see them again.
Yeah.
I just caught a bunch of That sounds weird. I just caught the beginning of Gorilla Biscuits.
Ah, yeah.
Who I haven't seen for many years.
Now they're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
And one other question for you, because we know that Flogging Molly kind of handpicks the bands that come on the ship with them. What band do you have in mind or would you like to bring next time? Is there any favorite you would like to bring?
It's a band from Rhode Island called All Hail.
I think I heard of them.
I like that.
Yeah. It's two very nice dudes, I think.
They're, yes. They're nice, very talented. His face on fire.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. But he looks amazing still.
Thank you. So do you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon that Flogging Molly band members have their other projects be on the ship, like Nate and his wife's project. They were playing last year. Valoris?
I'm sorry.
Valoris.
Yep.
And we saw Matt Hensley with his band. I forgot the name. Hensley was playing with another band last year on the ship too.
He moves around. He plays accordion with...
Yeah, he kind of plays with everyone also. Yep. But yeah, so it's not uncommon to have your second and third maybe band on the ship too.
The side babes, basically.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Side chicks.
Make it happen.
Working on it.
Crossing our fingers that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Hopefully also another Flogging Molly cruise next year, but I don't see why that shouldn't happen.
Have you guys been on this before?
Yeah, last year.
Oh, you were,
with a band from Austria.
Do you want to talk about it?
So we just met, so you don't know the whole story. I'm pretty sure a lot of shipmates know it because they keep coming back every year, and Ruskaya, the band that brought us on last year as audio engineer and tour manager, as our day-to-day jobs.
I've seen a few shirts with that on.
Yeah, there are so many shirts. Also, shout out to everyone who still wears the shirts because they split up in February of this year. So we're still super sad and super bummed out. And we love them. They're our best friends and family. Still are in contact, but it's just not the same, not traveling the world together anymore. So it is kind of sad, and people walk up to us every day.
Yeah, some people run up to us and give us a hug and whatever and say, thank you so much, you're amazing. And with Ruskaya and everything, and it's to us, it's a little bit, or it baffles us that people recognize us, even just, even though it's front of house and I'm TM, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's awesome. Like,
oh my God. Crazy.
Yeah, but we just want to say that we appreciate that, and we let them know, like, we're talking to them constantly, telling them how it's going, and we let them know that people are still here for them.
That's awesome. I was wondering what the shirts were. I keep seeing them,
you know?
yeah That's they cool. were in the ship last year and also touring with Flogging Molly.
That was an amazing tour with lots and lots of good food. Which leads us to the next question. Cheesiest transition in the world. We love snacks. Connie and I, we love snacks. Every time we were on tour together, we would stop at gas stations whenever possible and eat that stuff you wouldn't get at home or haven't seen before and looks kind of shady, but also kind of good. So we want to hear, what is your go-to number one craving or number one snack when you're on tour? Like, pizza don't count.
It doesn't count?
No.
Why not?
Were you going to say pizza?
Come on
when
now.
I'm in Europe and I have, like, we get a very small, like, rider for our band. It's like a case of beer. My thing is always, like, I want a case of beer and a cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza.
Just because it's, like, I'm like, I get a reputation kind of by the other guys for, like, being, like, I eat like a little kid, kind of.
Aww.
I'm, like, chicken fingers and pizza.
And fish sticks in a form of fish.
They were so good.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was like, fish the best thing to do was the fish sticks. And I think Wood said, that's because you're a little kid.
Will?
I feel you. I feel you.
And I did just the other day buy a big bag of Reese's Pieces. Although it was just Halloween. So.
That's good though. This is your number one craving on tour, Reese's?
No. It was the other day though.
Dick.
What'd you say? Sorry. What is your favorite?
I said, no, it was the other day though.
Oh, okay.
Ask him what he said.
What did you say?
I said dick.
Dick. All right. This is definitely not an episode for the younger kids.
Or for me, whatever. I don't.
Okay. So cheese pizza. And what's yours? Favorite tour snack?
I don't know. I actually kind of eat like a little kid too on tour.
Fish sticks it is then.
Not fish sticks though. No.
I don't eat fish sticks.
Don't
either.
Eat the fish.
Eat the fish.
You know, if we're talking about Europe, which we're not, but we are now, the rest stops in like Germany and whatever, the stupid sandwiches that you can get.
It's an audacity.
The bread. It's the fucking bread.
They're so good and they're so terrible.
But it's an audacity because they're so expensive. They're really expensive.
Yeah. Gas stations. Snacks
and trash food.
It's so much better like than trash food. Stopping at Roy Rogers in New Jersey.
Well, then we know next time we're going to see you, it's going to be a kind of weirdly looking sandwich that turns out to be good and overpriced. We got them. We're bringing that.
We brought you something. Here's your sandwich.
And a cheese pizza
Welcome
for you.
To Europe. Thank
you. That's what we're going to do.
Cool. And yes.
All right. So all hail Ryder. Cheese pizza.
Yeah.
And beer.
Beer Reese's. And a gas station Reese's. Series. That are like a day over the expiration date. Those are the best sandwiches from the gas
station.
But
only one day.
Only one day. Yeah. Two is too much. Two gets you into the hospital. One day makes it riper. That's
our
good.
Singer in the Turbo EC is dressed up as a piece of pizza for Halloween, and his little caption was like, I'm old, I'm, you know, better the next day. It was like this perfect, like, leftover pizza caption. Like,
better the next day.
Yeah.
That's so
good. Good one.
You know, I don't know.
Okay, so when you guys on the road together, it's going to be the last question. When you guys on the road together, is there a song that you listen to that's kind of your thing, your road song?
For us, for Kanye and me, it's Life is a Highway.
By Tom Cochran.
The OG version. So you get an idea of what we're talking about.
Who is that? Cochran. Tom Cochran? Is that right?
Because there's another version.
He's the OG.
That's the original.
That's the good 80s, 90s one. And not the bullshit.
There's a cover by...
Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts. Yeah. That's not the original.
No.
You
don't want that one. Maybe you do. I don't know.
So what's your song?
Gotta... Yeah.
How do you start twerking to?
It's funny. I'm subjected to... In the Turbo AC is the guy that does most of the driving... He genuinely is into, like, he's this big tattooed guy, you know. He'll listen to Taylor Swift all day. Or, like, Katy Perry or something. It's like, and he'll put it on loud and, like we're really doing this.
Do you like it or do you love it?
On a scale of
maybe
one
I will
one.
And maybe I will.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's so good. He's going to feel like that in the car. All right.
I don't know if I really have a go-to. I listen to, I don't know. Listen to the punk bands.
Is there anything that you guys can agree on?
Agree on?
Agree.
Because it's going to be the outro of the episode and you have to pick one.
Song.
And there's two of you, so.
A hype song for you guys.
What's our hype song?
I don't know if we've had to agree on anything yet.
You just don't listen to music on tour.
Music? No.
What? Nah.
I do that for a living.
Go for it.
I don't know. So what's this like going to play during the podcast. I'm under a lot of pressure here. I can't.
No, it's going to be the outro. So we made the outro. Connie's just doing a fade out.
Not longer than 30 seconds because that would be stealing, right?
Well, all right, I got one. I'm on vacation, so it's one of my bands does a cover, but I'll shout out the original. It's the Lana Del Rey, and it's called High by the Beach.
Oh, so we love us some Lana Del Rey.
So I'm high by the beach on vacation.
Do you love it, Lana Del Rey? Are you?
I'm
do
going
you
with
agree?
It.
She's hot.
I thought you were a Lana we Del Rey fan. That. I could see
you could
it.
Do the Turbo AC's version too, but
you don't have to yeah, do that. I mean, no. we yeah, sure.
I'll see.
Connie's I'll gonna choose. Make yeah. a little mix out of both.
All right.
All right, guys. Time to party. Don't drink too much or you're going to be hungover again and then you're going to miss all the events that you wanted to see.
I think I ended up in somebody else's room wearing a dress the other night. So we'll see what happens.
Shit happens. We heard from somebody else that they woke up with their t-shirt on but the pants gone. So there's a lot of stuff happening on this boat.
Yeah,
we're going to see what else is happening tonight for
Spence
you guys.
Yeah, Spence can party too because no, you can't. You have to play tomorrow.
I can do whatever I want.
All right, I'm out. I'm this is getting man. Too dangerous
don't
for me.
Don't say that so loudly because Michelle is standing back there and she's going to say,
hey, Michelle,
that's not true.
He said he can do whatever he wants.
He lied.
She's like, no way.
Okay, we'll keep you updated.
I just want to recap.
recap.
just want to recap. All hail.
All hail.
All hail.
Yep.
All right. All hail. We're going to link you guys and
cool.
You have
awesome.
An album
Thank
out.
You.
Everyone should listen to it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here and for being so nice. And I'm going to tell your wife about what you said. You can do whatever you want. it was just about if he could party tonight or not, because he might be hungover tomorrow.
She said a little bit.
A little. It's going to be fine. All right, let's get something to drink and enjoy our night.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For being here.
Thank you.
And thank you for
here
listening.
Comes Lana Del Rey.
Beach. I don't even know what the song sounds like.
Basically that.
If this is all that's